This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Sarah Gardner. As we do on the occasional Friday, we bring you the stuff that didn't quite make the headlines this week. Our friends at the Dinner Party Radio Show, Rico Galliano and Brendan Francis Noonan, asked some of our colleagues what news they'll be talking about this weekend.
Stacey Vanek Smith, senior reporter, what story are you going to be talking about this weekend?
Well, H&M, you know, the fast fashion company, they just announced this week that they're going to start accepting used clothes. You can bring your used clothes into any H&M in the world.
Wait, are they going to launch an H&M vintage business?
No. They're teaming up with a nonprofit. They're going to, like, reuse and recycle clothes. They say clothes end up in landfills, and 95% of them can be reused in some way.
All right, but if I see Romney Ryan t-shirts at H&M next year...
Yeah, maybe time to start asking some questions.
Ethan Lindsay, acting managing editor, what story are you going to be talking about this weekend?
Australian scientists have developed a pineapple that tastes like coconut.
Okay, that seems ridiculous.
I think they were trying to make pineapples juicier and sweeter, and it just so happened that they made it taste like coconut. My question is how are they going to now genetically engineer it to ferment the alcohol and create a piña colada pineapple, rum included?
It could be science fact. If you could also get it to genetically sprout like a teriyaki chicken burger, I think you'd have basically grown a Margaritaville restaurant.
Chris Brube, intern, what's your story?
Well, a study came out this week that shows that beer actually has antiviral properties.
The chicken soup people can't be happy about this.
I'm sure they're not. It turns out that beer has this chemical in it called humulone that comes from hops, and that gives beer its taste, but it also helps fight the virus that causes pneumonia.
This is amazing.
I mean, I'm a little bit suspicious about the study because it was done, and I am not making this up, it was done at a place called the Sapporo Medical University.
That's like the Japanese campus of the Budweiser Institute.
Brendan and Rico's show is called The Dinner Party. There's a link on our homepage.